A new study suggests a rare genetic disorder may be much more common among children conceived through so-called test tube baby techniques than in the general population. Researchers speculate that something about growing embryos in the laboratory before putting them into a woman may increase the likelihood of the genetic errors that lead to the disease. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
About 300 children are born each year in this country with Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome, or about 1 in 14,000 births. Children with the syndrome have a number of problems. They are generally very big at birth, with enlarged tongues and internal organs that don't develop normally. 1 in 10 will get cancer before reaching puberty. Michael DeBon at Washington University Medical School in St. Louis keeps a registry of Beckwith-Wiedemann patients. DeBon's colleague Andy Feinberg of Johns Hopkins University Medical School in Baltimore says parents of children in the registry complete a questionnaire describing the circumstances of the child's birth.
So we have this registry, and we just happened to notice that there appeared to be, you know, more cases than you would guess based upon national averages over the same period of time. For ART pregnancies.
ART stands for Assisted Reproductive Technologies. That can include standard in vitro fertilization, where an egg and sperm are mixed together in the lab to make an embryo, or a new technique called ICSI, where a sperm is actually injected into the egg to make an embryo. In both cases, the doctors grow, or as scientists call it, culture, the embryos in a laboratory dish before they are transferred to a woman's uterus. Feinberg says Beckwith-Wiedemann is a genetic disorder brought on by something called imprinting changes. Most genetic disorders are caused by a mutation in a gene coming from one or both parents. In imprinting disorders, the genes are normal, but something goes wrong in the way they switch on and off as the early embryo starts to divide.
And we know from studies that have been done in animals that, for example, embryo culture can lead to imprinting changes, just like the sorts of things that we're seeing in Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome.
Geneticist Marisa Bartolome of the University of Pennsylvania says animal studies have shown that using the incorrect mix of nutrients and proteins to grow embryos in the lab can lead to imprinting-related defects in the embryo.
It's really a huge literature out there that shows that the culture medium has a very, very important role in determining the health and the viability of an embryo and a fetus.
Bartolome says it's not possible to say for sure that the culture medium used in fertility clinics explains the increased cases of Beckwith-Wiedemann, but at least it's a plausible explanation. Andy Feinberg would be the first to agree that his results, which will appear in the January issue of the American Journal of Human Genetics, are hardly definitive. After all, he's only associated 7 cases of Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome with assisted reproductive technology. And he says it's important to remember that the syndrome is extremely rare.
I'm not recommending to people that they not go ahead with ART. I mean, people do it because they aren't able to conceive, and it can be a miracle for families. So I'm not against that in any way at all. What I'm really saying is that there are things that we think are going on, albeit at relatively low frequency, but that might be avoidable and that we're not going to know unless we collect the information and study that systematically.
Feinberg says that means keeping careful track of all the chemicals and nutrients that an embryo is exposed to as it grows in the lab, as well as keeping tabs on the babies to see if any diseases show up. Collecting information about babies conceived through ART is not always easy to do. Alastair Sutcliffe of the Royal Free Hospital in London studies ART families. He says under current circumstances, it's hard to recognize that a rare disease may be occurring more frequently.
People just go off into the wild blue yonder, they have the treatment, they say, thanks, doc, we've got our baby, and we're going away. And so that's possibly one reason why this thing hasn't sort of reared its head until now.
Beckwith-Wiedemann syndrome isn't the only condition that can be caused by imprinting mistakes. Sutcliffe agrees with Feinberg that it's important to do systematic studies of all ART babies and of the exact techniques used to conceive them to know for certain whether people who go for fertility treatments are facing a previously unsuspected risk. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.